changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more
problems. Do you have problems? Wayne Dyer did this thing one time. He's like, you know, do you have problems? I have problems. Do you have problems? And I want to talk about this, and I think this is something good for us to remember, and that is that, as Gertrude Stein said, when you get there, there is no there. There is no day in your life when you're not going to have some problems. Ideally, it's good to identify some of the problems that you have and then begin to address them. For example, I realized that I have not done much yoga in the last couple of years, and I've begun to get more and more stiff, even though I continue to exercise. So I've started back doing yoga, but I had the problem of stiffness, and I addressed it and want to continue to address it. When we look at our problems, most of them are self-made, most of them, if not all of them, and or we make them worse ourselves. And we have this idea that at some point, maybe there'll be a there, and we won't have any problems. And that's simply never going to happen. I've had so many interesting experiences and wonderful things happen to me, and yet each of them also brought along with them their own little set of problems, such as sitting, you know, getting the deal to write my book. My first book deal was with a major publisher, and it was a major deal. I won't go into all of the what makes something a major deal, but it was a major deal, and it gets reported when it's a major book deal. First time author gets this. And you might think, wow, that's awesome. And yes, was awesome, continues to be awesome, super duper grateful. And then all of a sudden, I had the problems of actually sitting down and facing this. You know what this is? If you're watching this, you may be listening to this as a podcast, and I'll explain it. I'm opening and closing my hand. You know what that is? That's a blinking cursor. It used to be that an author stared at a blank page. Now we stare at a blinking cursor and try and figure out what it is we're going to say next. So it brings its own series of problems. And The Subtle Art of Giving an F, not giving an F rather, Mark Manson, I think is his name. I always say that and then I don't quite remember. Anyway, he talks about that you're always going to have problems. You're just going to have a different level of problems. There are people who are worried about having enough money to get by, and there are people who are trying to figure out how to limit having to pay a great amount of taxes at the end of the year. Both of them are problems. And remember that Buddhism teaches us, and this is the thing I take away from Buddhism, and that is that life is suffering, and that suffering comes from attachment. Now, when we have a problem, we begin to suffer when we have an attachment to how it comes out or how we handle it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So to begin to have more of an acceptance that, number one, we're just going to have challenges, we're going to have problems, and then to address them. As I was thinking about this morning, and it's so easy for me to say, don't get me wrong, I always realize that I'm talking to, I literally see myself on the monitor, so I'm glad that I'm always talking to myself. And the thing I try to remember is this idea that life is like a video game. Now, oh gosh, 6-7 years ago, I was doing a speaking tour in China, and we were like flying from city to city. And this was when Angry Birds was at its heyday, and I was playing Angry Birds because it's just a fun, funny little game. And I remember getting stuck on level 12, I think it was, and just could not get past this level 12. I couldn't shoot the little birds in the exact right arc to blow up the little thing to make the bridge fall down and kill the little pig, which is Angry Birds. Anyway, the pigs are balloons and they pop. So I just kept trying and trying and trying. And I did this for days, and every free minute I was there with my speaking agent, and I would just take a few minutes, and she'd be talking to me and I would be playing Angry Birds because I wanted to get past this thing. And finally, ha ha, I got past this Angry Birds level. So in my mind, think of it as a problem because it's kind of like life, right? And I got past it. It was level 12, got past it. I'm now on level 13. Ha ha. So what do you think I wanted to do? Did I want to go back and replay level 12? Now I know how to do it now, so why not? Right? No. I now wanted to go on to level 13 and 14, etc. And in some weird way, some matrix-like way, I think, we're drawn to that. If you saw the first and the only one worth, in my opinion, really cool and groundbreaking, the first Matrix, there was this idea that in the first Matrix, within the Matrix movie, they made everything blissful and happy, but the human mind struggled to deal with that, could not deal with that. We are problem-solving machines. We have evolved, you know, Homo sapien, thinking man. That's what we're here to do. Earl Nightingale, I think, was the first person I ever heard to say it. I know Dennis Waitley either said it or repeated it, but that is that the Chinese characters for problem are actually two characters. You know, a lot of times it's conveyed in two characters. And the word problem is actually two characters. One character is opportunity, and the other is the dangerous wind. So in original Chinese characters, the word problem meant opportunity, riding the dangerous wind. When we get problems, it's often so easy for us to slow down, to not try and move through them. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be cautious and thoughtful. I'm saying that we often struggle internally far more, far longer, so that the level is compounded in our suffering by not addressing problems and moving forward one way or the other. That resolution, even though it can sometimes confirm our biggest fears or whatever, is better to know and then to move forward. Everyone has problems. You have problems. I have problems. Physical, emotional, mental, etc. Monetary, relationships, etc. My book, Complaint Free Relationships, continues to be a big international bestseller. And the thing I figured out when I was writing the book, that's what I like about writing books, it's a journey of discovery for me as much as anything, is that human beings are these weird social creatures in that we are drawn to one another. We're drawn to people. We innately don't really want to be alone. We feel safety in numbers. We feel comfort in numbers, etc. So we're drawn to people. And yet the biggest struggles we have is with other people. It's just, and so we have this magnetic push-pull, this dynamic. And so if you look one step beyond that, then our relationships, how we relate to other people, are a reflection of how we relate to ourselves. And so our relationships are an opportunity to relate better to ourselves. That's why we have problems. They're there to actually get rid of the rough edges in our lives. One time I was in St. John's, New Brunswick, and I think it's St. John's. Anyway, it was up in that area. And the tide comes in and out 20 feet a day, and the bottom, or there is no beach, but where there would be a beach used to be thousands, millions of years ago, these very large rocks, and they're all rolled down now to, it looks like a gray baseballs as far as the eye can see. And it comes from them just being rolled back and forth to get rid of the rough edges. That's what problems can be. Look at them as that way and try and approach them with a sense of faith of, you got this. I got this. I got this. Give it a try today. And know the other thing is that as you go through the day and you look at other people, especially on social media, and you go, they got no problems. Yeah, they do. They're just different from yours. And it doesn't mean they're better, worse, or less painful. So make the best of what you've got. And who knows, maybe you can aspire to have a better class of problems.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing.